You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Each week, I, John Wall, will bring you the latest gaming impressions, news, and industry happenings delivered to you in under 15 minutes to fit your busy life. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about AntStream Arcade. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a second to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. And you can also find the show and join in on the conversation by finding us on Twitter, Threads, or Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every week I start off the show with some positive vibes. A special shout out to somebody in an attempt to make the gaming space a little bit more welcoming and to spread some joy. And this week's positive vibes go out to Jordan Miner. Jordan is the author of the new book, Video Game of the Year, which is available now and chronicles the most iconic and influential games of each year, going all the way back to the year 1977, which just so happens to be the year I was born. So it's basically, you know, the story of my life told through gaming. In addition to essays for each of these years, it includes contributions from guests like Austin Walker, Jeff Grubb, Khalif Adams, and more, with their picks for the best games of certain years. So now, I haven't yet picked up the book myself. I haven't gotten a copy just yet, but everything I have seen and I have heard from this book, it looks fantastic. So congrats to Jordan on the launch of the book, and go check it out wherever books are sold. It is summer, and summer in my neighborhood is garage sale season. Every weekend, the streets are lined with cheaply made signs trying to draw your attention, driveways filled with fold-up tables, and curbs lined up with outgrown sporting equipment, baby cribs, and a snowblower that still kind of sort of probably works. I'll stop every once in a while looking for something cool, like, you know, an old board game I used to play or some tool that I'll probably never use. And I always have my eyes open for that greatest treasure of them all, video games. I don't see them all that often, but every once in a while, you find a small stash. Usually, it's old Wii remotes or Guitar Hero controllers. But the best is when you find that mysterious box of old video games. You know the one. You know, 30 random old games, including three copies of Madden 2014. Everything in the box, $30. And it's usually mostly crap, but there might also be one or two gems hidden inside there. AntStream Arcade, which launches this week on Xbox, is the digital streaming service version of that old box of games from the yard sale. Now, granted, this is a really big box, with there being over 1,300 retro titles to choose from, but your success rate of games that you're actually going to want to play is probably about the same as that damp box that you bought from your weird neighbor down the street. You've got two options when you download the app. You can get a year's subscription for $30 or a lifetime pass for $70. It's not a bad price for such a large amount of games, but your mileage is definitely going to vary depending on your appreciation of older and oftentimes forgotten retro games. The front page shows you a couple of different things. They've got the top 10 trending games, you know, what's most popular at the moment, as well as a selection of high score tournaments that are going on. And underneath that, you'll see a selection of categories showing you certain titles under arcade action or racing games or, you know, so on and so forth. Right off the bat, I saw some really cool games that I was excited to check out. They've got the original Mortal Kombat, Double Dragon, Ninja Gaiden, Metal Slug, Fatal Fury. There's some good stuff in here. I played some Pac-Man, some Space Invaders, Elevator Action, some great old retro games. They even have the NES version of Maniac Mansion, which is awesome. And having all of these classics instantly available to jump in and out of is super cool. But there's also a whole lot of other stuff. And I don't want to prejudge all these games that I've never heard of, you know. Maybe Squirrel King is amazing. Maybe Little Puff in Dragonland is one of the best games ever made for the ZX Spectrum. Who knows? But chances are that a lot of these games are just filler, which is to be expected when you have this many games in the collection. They're games from the Commodore 64 and Atari, and there's arcade games, Amiga, Genesis, NES, Game Boy, Lynx. There's even like one or two PlayStation games. My problem with this service isn't that there aren't enough games on it that I want to play. It's that they don't make it very easy to find them. You've got that top trending bar and, you know, a row for certain genres that have about, you know, 10 or 15 games each listed, and then a search bar. And that's pretty much all you have to go off of. You know, I can't just look at a selection of, you know, like every platform on there and check boxes for, you know, show me all the Atari 2600 games or every Super Nintendo game. And it would be nice if I could just look at all games from a certain year. If it's not displayed on that front page and you don't know that it's on the service, there's a good chance that you just won't find it. And yes, I could go into that search bar and I could search SNES, and that's going to show me all the SNES games. But the problem is, you know, if you don't know that a certain platform is on there, you don't know to search for it. Or, you know, I tried searching for Commodore and nothing came up because it's all under C64. So they could really make that a lot easier to find the games on there. For instance, I know that Indiana Jones' Greatest Adventure for the Super Nintendo is on there because I saw a screenshot of it in the press release. So I was just able to search for it. But otherwise, you know, a high-profile game like that would just go unnoticed. I wouldn't have any idea it's there. Now, you can go to their website, and they have a full list of all the games available, but I don't want to, you know, have to sit there and look at my phone while I'm playing to find out what I want to play when, you know, a few more search options would do the trick. That would really help out, and hopefully they can add that and they can fix that. Aside from a few missing options for sorting through games, the package that they've put together is pretty good. It shows, you know, what year the game came out and on what platform. There are challenges to complete and achievements, and they give you multiple save slots for each title. It's very nice, and, you know, I'm no expert, but the games seem pretty faithful to what I remember from the originals. I did notice, though, the occasional stutter and hiccup while playing, which I assume comes from the fact that you're you know, streaming these games and they're not running right off of the hardware. It wasn't bad, but it happened a few times and it was enough to be mildly annoying. Like I said, though, if you are an older gamer like myself and you just want to shuffle around in a big pile of old games, this has a pretty huge selection to keep you busy. You know, it has all of the Super Star Wars games on there, Atari classics like Adventure, Air Sea Battle, and Centipede, and arcade games like Rampage, R-Type, Samurai Showdown. There's a lot on there, especially if you love the old stuff. And you're going to be hard-pressed to find a bigger selection of games for your money. So you just have to be willing to dig around for a while in that pile in order to find the real gems. This week brought an announcement that I have been waiting years for. It wasn't a long delayed video game. It wasn't the next Grand Theft Auto or the next big MCU project. It was better. 71-year-old Jerry Turner from Indiana was named the first ever Golden Bachelor. That's right. The olds are getting in on the action to find their person. This was first announced before COVID hit and then, you know, rightfully shelved until now. You know, it would have been bad publicity if a COVID outbreak had wiped out an entire mansion full of horny grandmas. Well, now the time is right, and this fall we'll see if he can find love, and if he can, if he'll, you know, even be able to get it up for the fantasy suites. I may not be a senior citizen, but this has me super excited, and I think it's going to get me hyped in a way that this current season of Bachelorette really kind of hasn't been able to. Also, I kind of hate this guy's guts because he's 25 years older than I am, and he looks amazing. He looks better than I ever have in my life. Seriously, I don't know what his secret is, but he's kind of a stud, and I would totally accept his rose. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest, and thank you to the PR firm for providing the game for today's episode. Don't forget that you can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and if you enjoyed this show, you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook. So until next time, be well and keep playing.